Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Phyllis and I, after a number of years of doing this, now we look for this. I might be talking about making decisions concerning the business of the church or purchasing this or investing in this as far as sowing seed into other ministries or whatever the case might be. I use my mind. I thank God for a good mind. I use it. I want to know information, but I don't make decisions based on my mind or what I know. I'm looking for something else. I might hear 45 things and it might all sound good and fine, but I'm looking for something else. I'm looking for someone else to chime in on this and go, that's it. My heart will go, I think that's it. And the Holy Spirit will come on in and go, that is it. Now we got two. And in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word will be established or confirmed. Somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. Say it out loud. Thank you, Father, for the witness of the Spirit. In Romans 9:1, I'm going to read the Weiss translation on this one as well. He said, truth I speak in Christ, I'm not lying. My conscience bearing joint testimony with me in the Holy Spirit. My conscience bearing joint testimony with me in the Holy Spirit. Our conscience is the voice of our own spirit. And that's the part of our being that the Holy Spirit communicates with our mind through. God is not a mind. He's spirit. And his communication to us is not first mental. It's spiritual. And through our spirits, our minds are enlightened. You don't figure out these things. You just know them. You didn't know them, and now you do. Hallelujah. It's the spirit of seeing and knowing. It's a knowing. Inward, not a supposing, not a guessing, a knowing. Thank you, Lord. Now turn with me to 1 John and the fifth chapter. 1 John chapter 5, I want to read more than one verse through here. We start in verse 5. 1 John 5:5. He said, who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Anybody in here believe that?
Yes.
Say it out loud if you do. You believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Then you, my friend, are a world overcomer.
Yes.
That was a little weak. Well, I'm just doing the best I can to get through here. No, no, no. You are a world overcomer. You're more than a conqueror. Say it out loud.
I am
a world overcomer.
Somebody
said, well, I got problems in my life. Well, you got something to come over. How can you be an overcomer with nothing to come over? But what you can know is what the scripture said. He always causes me to triumph, which means when you got an obstacle, you got a situation, I'm not going under. I'm not going under. I'm not going to be defeated. I'm going over. Some things might take a little more time and be a little more challenging than others, but if you hold on to Him, in the end, the result is the same time after time after time, victory after victory after victory after victory. He always causes us to triumph. This says, this is He that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. It is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. Now we're going to be talking about this a lot more as we go, but what will disqualify a witness quicker than anything?
Lying.
Lying. If it is known that a witness who's supposed to take the stand and give evidential witness concerning the case has lied about part of it or some other thing, then their whole testimony can be discounted, right? And thrown out. Why? Because if they lied about that, they could be lying about the rest of it. The only way you know it's a good testimony is if you know the testifier tells the truth. Now this is one of the great things I believe the Lord would have us to get anchored in us in this series. And I just want you to know, if you'll receive this, your lying days are over. If you'll receive it. And if you don't receive it, then your witness is not going to amount to much. Because the same thing is true in life as it is on the stand. Because you start telling somebody, a fellow worker on the job, a neighbor across the fence, somebody at the grocery store, the airport, you start telling them about something that the Lord did for you, they're going to look in your eyes. They're going to listen to the tone of your voice. What are they trying to decide? Are you just some weirdo that's making stuff up as you go along? Or are you telling the truth? Did this really happen? How can they know you're telling the truth as they get to know you in a relationship forms? Because day after day, week after week, month after month, you never tell a lie to them. Never. Never. And after process of time, they know. They can trust what you say. Well, the Spirit is, the Spirit bears witness. And what Spirit is He? What Spirit is He? The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, Jesus said. So when He testifies something to you, what do you know it is every time? Every time. It is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because He is God. Huh? Verse 7. There are three that bear record in heaven. What does it take for something to be established? In the mouth of two or three witnesses. Bear record means witness. Testify. There are three that testify. Three that witness. Three that go on record in heaven as testifying. Who? The Father, the Word, who is the Word made flesh, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. Verse 8, and they're what? Three that do what? Bear witness in earth. The Spirit, the water, and the blood, these three agree in one. Keep going. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. I mean, you might be able to put confidence in a man or woman who's lived honestly in front of you for some time and you have reason to believe. But if you can believe a man or woman, how much more should you believe the God who's never lied and who cannot lie, with whom it is impossible to lie? The witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which He has testified of His Son. God the Father Himself spoke from heaven and said, "This is My Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him. Believe Him." The Father said, this is the salvation of the world. This is the redemption of all mankind. And when the Father testifies, what should you say? Amen. Amen. That's the truth.
Yes.
Right? That is the truth. And anybody that says that Jesus is not the only way and the Savior of the world is calling God a liar. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. This is the witness that God has testified of His Son. Keep going. He that believes on the Son of God has the witness in himself. You're to be commended, my brother and sister, because there was a time when you heard the word of the Lord. You heard what God was saying about His Son. And you stood up and said, God told the truth. I believe it. And I add my witness to it. And I say, I confess He has saved me. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. And there is the co-witnessing. That's what Jesus said. He said, the Spirit of God, He will testify about me, and so will you. You'll be my witnesses too. He that believes not God has made him a liar. How presumptuous is that? I don't believe that. I believe there are many ways to salvation. You're calling God a liar. I just believe we all have our own way and our own path. You're calling God a liar. I'm trying to be the best I know how. You're calling God a liar. Do you need to believe what the Father said?
Yes.
About His Son?
Yes.
About the truth?
Yes.
About heaven and hell?
Yes.
Yes. Aren't you glad by the grace of God you believe God?
Yes.
You believe what He said?
Yes.
You believe His witness?
Yes.
He believes on the Son of God has the witness in Himself.
Amen.
That's what's happening right now. That's what's happening right now. I'm endeavoring to yield to the Spirit and believe God. And when I, by His grace, am able to, with His utterance, to express something that is truth, the same Holy Spirit in you goes, yep, that's right.
Yes.
If it's just me and my opinion and theory, thinking and talking, you'll go, next. But if I yield to something that really is Him and it is truth, that's when your spirit jumps and you go, whoo, yeah, that's it. That's not Brother Keith. That's not you. That's Him. That's the Spirit of truth in me and in you, bearing witness to the truth. And it's quickening. It's life-giving and life-changing. Can you say glory to God? Say it out loud. I've got to witness. In myself.
In myself.
In myself.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.